Welcome to Spirit of the Morning. My name is Gary Zimak, and Frank Eliason is not here today, but obviously...
But he is.
He's up to his typical shenanigans. Great to be with you here.
What's that for, Gary?
I do not know.
Well, let's see. You're here, I'm here, Frank's not here. Somebody's birthday. Happy birthday, Gary Zimak.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you very much. I didn't expect that.
Surprise!
I didn't expect that. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. Anyway, with that in mind, it is going to be a great show today, and we're glad that you can join us on the program. We will, of course, we're going to kick it off with prayer. And then after that, we will be talking to Kelly Walquist about the upcoming Philadelphia Women's Conference. And our friend Ray Mooney will be joining us once again on the program to talk about total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We talked about inviting Ray back on the show. He's going to be back on the program today. Let's begin with prayer as we do each day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we give you thanks for giving us a new day. We thank you for all the many ways that you express your love for us. Father, we ask you to help us, to strengthen us, to walk with us, to continue to walk with us as we go out into the world to spread your good news to everyone we meet. We thank you for the gift of this radio station, and we ask that you speak through us on the program today. We ask that you speak through us on the program today so that your word can go out through our lips. And we ask that you open all of our minds and hearts to be receptive to your message. And we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Mr. Parker, good morning.
Well, Mr. Zimak, can I say also, can I add on to that prayer? I want to thank the good Lord for Gary Zimak and his wonderful gift that he brings to Holy Spirit Radio, his evangelization. You know, he's stepping out of the boat every day, folks, for us. So thank you, Gary. You're such a blessing.
Well, thank you, Dave. You're very kind. It's a blessing to be here with you too, as well. Now that opening rattled me a little bit because you guys know me, and I don't like to call attention to myself, which is pretty funny since I'm a public speaker on the radio. But anyway, I really appreciate that, and I appreciate your kind words, Dave. I know they're heartfelt, and you know how I feel about you as well, and Frank, and everybody here at the station. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a blessing it is. I was thinking about yesterday's program. We had Marie Joseph on the program.
Oh, yeah.
And there are days, I'll be totally honest with you, there are days when I feel that as a person, I just don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it. But yet I know the Holy Spirit has it.
Mm-hmm.
And to let you guys in on a little secret, yesterday was one of those days that I didn't have it in me, but I really asked the Holy Spirit to work through me. And I'll tell you, I really feel that he worked not only through me yesterday, but through Marie, and that
you,
Dave, and it was just a powerful show.
Well, you could have fooled me, Gary. You brought it yesterday, and the Spirit through you brought it.
But I really believe that the Holy Spirit inspires everything we do on this program.
Absolutely.
And at this station.
Exactly. Well, I was going to say, so many, you know, to your point, I mean, some days we don't have the gas, or you know, we're on fumes, and that's all part of the human condition.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, the important thing is that we keep, as I sometimes call it, we nugget out for the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, it gets gritty. We gotta say, Lord, okay, take over. I'm out of gas. I need your help right now. Come to me.
And I know, Dave, we have people listening who are feeling that, who are saying, I don't have it today. I don't even know how I'm going to make it through the day. And that's why I think it's important. I'm so glad you said what you said. I think it's important that we are as transparent as possible and let everyone know that just because we're on the air doing this for a living, you know, talking about Jesus Christ, doesn't mean that every day we are feeling it. Some days we're not feeling it.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think, Dave, you and I have been around the block a few times. And in our relationship with the Lord, we realize that you have these peaks and valleys.
Absolutely.
And you have good days, you have bad days, but the Holy Spirit, he always has a good day.
Yes.
And we have that Spirit dwelling within us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we could tap into him,
that
Spirit who drove Jesus to do what he did, that's the Spirit that's in us. That
Absolutely.
Holy Spirit, that love of between the Father and the Son, if we can tap into that Spirit each day, we can keep going.
Yes.
So that's my message and Dave's message for you listening out there. If you're thinking, I don't have any hope, I don't know how I'm going to make it through the day, tap into that Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And know that we're praying for you. We pray for all of our listeners.
Absolutely.
Each and every day.
What it reminds me of, Mother Teresa of Calcutta. You know, I mean, she, as we found out later, in, you know, after she had passed and stuff, she went through such a desert of years.
Years.
You know, of questioning, but she did, but her faith was just resolute. I mean, it questioned, but it drove her deeper and further into the Lord and trust.
What a story.
And, you know, Dave,
I'm really glad you brought her up because she, for years, didn't feel anything.
Yes. And,
you know, I don't know if you realize this, but Mother Angelica went through the same type of desolation for many years as well, and she wrote about this in one of her books. It's important for us to remember that we're not going to always feel like praying. We're not going to feel the Lord's presence every day. Even I've had people come up to me and say, after I receive Holy Communion, I don't feel anything. I must be doing something wrong. Well, no, sometimes that happens. But Dave, as you said, and as Mother Teresa understood, this is where our faith can drive us. And that's why it's so important to keep going, even if you don't feel like it.
Exactly. And sometimes it gets to the human level of emotionality or emotions. And sometimes, you know, we're not going to feel things, you know. But we're conditioned to think, oh, I should be feeling something.
Yes.
If I don't feel it, therefore, it's not happening.
Correct.
Which is a misnomer. That's not quite true.
Right. And that's something that we all need to remember. A lot of times when we have our initial conversion or we start really getting close to the Lord, He allows us to have what they call consolations, these great feelings, because that motivates us to go forward. But then as we continue in our relationship with Him, He wants to stretch us a little bit and let us grow in faith. So what does He do? He lets those feelings go away so that we keep keep reaching out to Him anyway, because He doesn't want, and you're going to see this in the gospel, He just doesn't want us to go to Him in order to give us a quick shot and make us feel good. He wants that relationship with us. And there are good and bad points. There's ups and downs in any relationship.
And no fast food theology and faith here. You know, drive through, get a, you know, get a faith burger and you're out, you know.
So I think, Dave, it's important that we do talk about that. So if you're out there and if you're saying, hey, I'm not feeling it today, something's wrong. Well, yeah, sometimes there is something wrong. Maybe you're on the wrong path. I mean, it is possible that we start to sin and we fall away from the Lord. And yeah, those feelings aren't there. That's true. But if that's not the case, if you're still doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're not feeling anything, just keep going. Keep on keeping on. It's important to pray every day and tell the Lord, hey, Lord, I'm not feeling it today, but I'm going to give you the best that I can.
It comes down to a conscious decision, you know, of the will.
Yeah, I've said my piece. You know what's funny? Dave and I, before the show, I was saying to you, Dave, I don't have anything for the opening.
Yeah.
And yet the Holy Spirit gave us this discussion because what an important message. And one of the reasons we are here every morning is to inspire you, to help you to grow closer to Jesus Christ. I was going to say inspire and entertain, but sometimes we fall short of the entertainment, although maybe unintentional. Unintentionally, we're very entertaining.
That's the best way.
Yeah, that's
spontaneity, folks.
But we do want to inspire you and let you know that it's okay. It's okay to not feel it, but just keep going and ask the Lord, especially on those days when you don't feel it. Lord, I am struggling. I'm not feeling it. Please help me to continue going forward. Okay. Let us look at the gospel right now before I run out of time. Today's gospel comes from Matthew chapter 8. Verses 1 through 4. We've been listening to the Sermon on the Mount for the past several days, and now Jesus has come down from the mountain, and something very important is about to happen. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And then a leper approached, did him homage, and said, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. Jesus stretched out his hand, he touched him, and he said, I will do it. Be made clean. His leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, see that you tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. So here we go. We have Jesus coming down from the mountain, and what happens? Great crowds follow him. Now, you remember, Dave, Jesus was saying some pretty tough things up on that mountain.
He was
really setting the bar very high. In the past, you have heard, you shall not kill, but I say you shall not even have evil thoughts, and you shall not think bad things about your brother or your enemy. I mean, tough message.
Or lust, you know.
Right.
If you
That's right.
Just so much as think and look at another, or the opposite sex.
Yep.
You know, you're in a state of lust.
Now,
you know,
in today's day and age, if somebody says those things, the people are going to say, you know what? I don't want anything to do with this guy. That's too tough of a message. But there was something about Jesus that people followed him. Even though he was preaching some very tough instructions, messages, whatever you want to call them, they followed him because that encounter with Jesus is really powerful. And then what happens? A leper, an outcast. And in the day of the Lord, somebody who had leprosy was shunned by society. This person was an outsider, was an outcast. The leper approaches Jesus, did him homage, and said, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. He believed. He had that faith. He said, Lord, if it's your will, you can do this. I know you can do this. And what did Jesus say? First of all, what did Jesus do? He stretched out his hand. He touched him.
Yes.
Jesus touched a leper. That's unheard of, Dave.
Exactly. I mean, oh, yeah, people would run away from lepers. I mean, avoid them at all costs. Well, and that's why, well, lepers, anyone with leprosy was, you know, put on the fringes of wherever they lived, or they were isolated.
Yes.
You know, no one touched them.
But Jesus broke all of the rules. In this case, he's going against the grain. He's touching this person who is declared unclean. What's the message for us? He loves us no matter what kind of condition we are in, no matter how many sins we have committed. He loves us, and he is touching each one of us today. The Lord also said, yeah, I do will it. Be made clean. Just like that. I mean, this is not an elaborate prayer. This is just a very heartfelt prayer by the leper. Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. That's all it takes.
And one thing that struck me, Gary, remember it as in this passage and in many others, he says, I'll do this, but go tell no one. But invariably, they talk. How can they not talk about this man that who healed me?
Right.
You know, I mean, they do talk about it, you know, often said in the Gospels.
It is, and you might wonder why Jesus is saying that. Well, he doesn't want to be known as a magic man or as a miracle worker. There's much more to his mission. He performs miracles when there's a reason to perform miracles. And I think we need to all remember that, getting back to that feeling thing. You're not always going to feel feelings. You are not always going to see these incredible miracles in your life. More often than not, God works in the ordinary. But that's the trick,
said.
To recognize him in the ordinary. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Kelly Walquist to talk about the upcoming Philadelphia Catholic Women's Conference. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for June 30th. Today we celebrate the first martyrs of the Church of Rome. Wherever the good news of Jesus was preached, it met the same opposition as Jesus did, and many of those who began to follow him shared his suffering and death. In the year 64, more than half of Rome was destroyed by fire. Blame for the tragedy lay with Emperor Nero, who had part of his palace burned down in order to enlarge it. In turn, he shifted the blame to Christians and ordered them to be arrested and executed. Christians who could be identified were rounded up. Many were tortured. Some were even crucified. Peter and Paul were probably among the victims. According to the historian Tacitus, a great multitude of Christians were put to death because of what he called their hatred of the human race. The testimony of Tacitus, who seems to have viewed all Christians as enemies, suggests they were made the scapegoats for the fire. Although we don't know their identities or even an exact number of how many lost their lives, we honor their heroic sacrifice. The blood of martyrs has always been and will always be the seed of Christians. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Joe DeFinis of DeFinis Insurance and Financial Group, an exclusive agency with Nationwide, providing auto, home, life, and commercial insurance located in Roxborough with offices in Montgomery and Delaware counties. Joe can be reached at 215-483-4040. That's 215-483-4040.
more inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end, His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope in the promise that He brings, there will be a place where no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. See Jesus face to face, but until that day, we'll hold on to new ways. I know the journey seems so long. You feel you're walking on your own, but there has never been a step, but you've walked down all alone. Troubled soul, don't lose your heart, 'cause joy and peace He brings, and the beauty that's in store outweighs the hurt of life's sting. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that He brings, that there will be place with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. But I'm that day, we'll hold on to you always. I can't wait until that day when the very one I've lived for always will wipe away the sorrow that I face. Oh, the church, the scars that rescued me from a life of shame and misery. Oh, this is why I say
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. There will be a day. That was Jeremy Camp. Isn't that a great thought for this day? To think about it. One of these days, no more suffering, no more stress. None of the things that we get so weighed down by.
Absolutely.
You know, Dave, it's important, I think, that we just think about that heavenly reward that we have all been promised, right?
Absolutely.
Keeps us going.
It reminds me, real quick, of our guest yesterday and her poignant story about the passing of her mother, but how her mother was longing. She knew she was going to meet Jesus soon.
Yeah, it's that hope, Dave, that keeps us going, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what we're here. We're here to bring hope. And the time right now is 7:20 on Spirit in the Morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, coming up October the 21st of this year, it's going to be a big day at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. The Archdiocese of Philadelphia, along with WINE, Women in the New Evangelization, will be holding the National Catholic Women's Conference. It's going to be October the 21st at the National Shrine in Doylestown, right down to the street from us.
Yes, it is.
Not
too far.
Holy Spirit Radio. Yeah. No, we could almost walk there, couldn't
Absolutely.
We? Well, today, joining us on the phone bright and early, and I do mean bright and early, and I really appreciate her being with us at this early hour because Kelly Wahlquist is in a different time zone.
Yes,
she's
she is.
A little earlier than us, but she's got her coffee.
Sometimes we're in a totally different time zone.
We have joining us right now Kelly Wahlquist, who is the founder of WINE, Women in the New Evangelization. Hey, Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's wonderful. I got my coffee. I'm ready to go.
You're all set. You're ready to go. Okay.
I'm set.
Hey, Kelly, I'm excited about this upcoming conference, and we're going to be talking more about it. We actually will be broadcasting live. We'll be doing a special Saturday edition of Spirit in the Morning from the Women's Conference. Tell us a little bit about – well, first tell us a little bit about WINE, and then tell us about this Women's Conference, what you have planned for us.
Oh, I'd love to. Okay, WINE, Women in the New Evangelization – is a national women's ministry, and it really focuses on bringing women into relationship with other women so we can go deeper in our relationship with the Lord. Because as women, we are radically relational. I mean, as men and women, we are created in and for relationship, right? We're created in the relationship of the Trinity to, God willing, someday be back there. That hope, that joy that you just talked about, to be back in that relationship. You know, God is the relationship of love, and we are created in and for that. But as women, we're created just a little radically relational, you know. And so what WINE is about, it's not about the wine we drink. You know, it's a fun name, no doubt.
It is.
But it really, it is. It's really about John 2:5.
Okay.
And those are Mary's final words to us in sacred scripture, where she says, do whatever he tells you.
Yeah.
Do whatever he tells you. So it's really about doing the will of God. And I just contend that as women, it's just a little bit easier to do that, to do the will of God when you are surrounded by your sisters in Christ, you know, encouraging you, nurturing you, supporting you. I always tell my friends, you know, if God called me tomorrow and said, hey, Kelly, here's my plan for your life. You know, here's my will for your life. I want you to wake up every morning at 5:30 in the morning and go to the gym and work out. I'd be like, praise God. You know, I know his will for my life now. I don't have to discern. He called me, hopefully not collect, but he called me and told me, you know, his will for my life. And then every day I'd get up at 5:30 and I'd go work out in the gym until like the third week when I'd hit the snooze button, right?
Yep.
And then the next day I'd think, oh, I'll go tomorrow. You know, unless I had my sister, you know, one of my friends at the gym calling me and saying, where are you? You're supposed to be here. God said, we're working out at 5:30. That's right. You know, it's kind of that wonderful accountability that we can bring to each other and just helping one another on this journey from blessing to blessing. So that's really what WINE is about. And it stems from traveling the country and just seeing women with the same passion, the same desire, putting on conferences or retreats. And I would see, like, I'd be in Rancho Cucamonga, California, and I'd see women doing a retreat, and they'd done it for years, 10 years, and I'd be in Tampa the next week, and this is the first time they're running it. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, ladies, you're reinventing the wheel. You got to talk to the women in Rancho Cucamonga.
Right.
So it's really about uniting everyone together so we can go deeper in our relationship. So what WINE offers is events, such as the event coming up. We've got the National Catholic Women's Conference. We're so blessed to be in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia with Archbishop Chef Hugh and putting this conference on. And we also have a website, which is CatholicVineyard.com. We've got wonderful authors that write on Wednesdays and Sundays. Mm-hmm. And we have a book club. We have book clubs and a wine and shrine pilgrimage to Italy with myself and Teresa Tamio. So wine's got a little bit of, we got a little bit of everything going on in the vineyard. But it's beautiful. It's a good way to draw women in and get them on fire for the love of the Lord.
It is, Kelly. And I've known you for a long time, and it's really great to see this movement take off. I mean, it has been blessed. Obviously, the Holy Spirit is behind you all the way with this.
It is. It's amazing. I feel like I'm chasing the Holy Spirit. You know, like he's my big brother, and I'm running after him. And then I catch up to him, and I'm, you know, got my hands on my knees, and I'm panting, and I look at him, and he winks and takes off again.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Well,
I guess it's a good person to be following.
I totally agree. Now,
following the Spirit,
people are excited in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia about this conference, Kelly. Talk a little bit about. We have about 3 minutes left. Give us a little taste. We're going to be having you on more. We're going to have some of your speakers on because we really want to talk this up and get people excited. Not that we have to, because last year's conference was a sellout. This year's conference is going to sell out even more quickly, I'm sure. Talk about the speakers that will be coming to the Philadelphia area on October the 21st.
Right. Well, the beauty of wine is it's always an experience.
Yeah.
And I think that's what women get. I mean, whenever they come to anything, if it's our Women, Wine, and Wisdom or a conference or anything, they're like, wow, you know, like, I feel like I belong. There's just this sisterhood, but there's just this great experience. And on October 21st, on Saturday, October 21st, at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, that's what they're going to get. That's what women are going to get. And it's from 8:30 till 4 p.m. And our speakers are Teresa Tamio. So you know Teresa.
Oh, yeah.
I know you guys are chatting a lot on the radio.
Yeah.
Teresa Tamio. And Teresa's been part of wine since the get-go.
Right.
She's on our board of directors. And, you know, go figure. An Italian. Loving wine. And then Sarah Christmeyer, who's right in your backyard.
That's right.
And I'm so blessed. It's just a blessing to work with her again. So Sarah writes for the Great Adventure. Mm-hmm. And just a great biblical scholar. Just wonderful. So Sarah will be speaking. As well as Kitty Cleveland, and if you're not familiar with Kitty Cleveland, Google her now, because she's one of the best, just a wonderful singer, storyteller, and she's from New Orleans. She's got a couple wonderful CDs. She's a just amazing, amazing speaker. And then we have Amanda Vernon, who's going to be doing our music. So it's really packed. It's a packed day. And then I'm speaking as well.
That's right. I was going to point out Kelly Wahlquist is going to speak too. So that's going to be really exciting, right? I mean, you're going to bring it, Kelly. You always do.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And I just, you know what, and I love being with my sisters, you know, in Christ. And so being with Teresa and Sarah and Kitty and Amanda, but then to be with another 1,100 women just on fire and for the Lord and yearning to learn more is just exciting. And we also, you know, we have adoration, confession, prayer team, lunch, shopping, door prizes.
Wow.
We get the ladies something that women don't always get, and that is we give them their space. we call it space time, and it stands for shopping, prayer team, adoration, confession, and then we were trying to think of something for E, so we thought either eat chocolate or exercise, walk around the beautiful area.
Oh, I like the eat chocolate.
I like
part.
That, Kelly. Hey, we just have a
we
couple.
We always have chocolate.
We just have a few seconds left. Kelly, where's the best place to find out more about the conference or maybe register online?
You can, yeah, absolutely. You can register online at wineconference.org. So wineconference.org.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
And Anne-Marie Goldberg, who's right in your backyard, is the director of it. And so she'll answer any questions you have.
Awesome. And we're going to have that link at spiritinthemorning.com. Kelly Wahlquist, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you, my friend.
God bless.
All right. That was Kelly. We'll be talking total consecration. Stay tuned.
I'm Jacob Popcheck with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Top Senate Republicans may try preserving a tax boost on high earners enacted by President Barack Obama. It's part of their bid to woo party moderates and rescue their presently stalled push to repeal Obama's health care overhaul. The pivot by a party that normally opposes tax boosts underscores Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's effort to stabilize and ensure the success of one of the GOP's foremost priorities. The scaled-back version of President Trump's travel ban, meanwhile, is likely to generate a new round of court battles. The new rules took effect yesterday evening, but they didn't spark the protests and chaos at airports around the world that marked the original order last January. Instead of an outright ban as once proposed, the new rules tighten already tough visa policies affecting citizens from six Muslim-majority countries. Refugees are covered as well. And turning to church news, the five cardinals who we reported yesterday as having been elevated to their new stations by Pope Francis this week are, only a day into their roles, getting down to business. Many of the cardinals represent communities of faith which are ostracized, persecuted, or who otherwise face an uphill battle in their native countries. So evangelization and the strengthening of the faith of their own communities ranks paramount among the goals of each man. Salvadoran Cardinal Gregorio Rosa Chavez, for instance, has made clear that he stands with his suffering countrymen forced to flee their nation, saying, quote, "We are with them, especially in this time where there are many difficult situations." And looking to care for the spiritual flocks of Laos, Cardinal Luis Marie Ling Makanakun says that standing up for persecuted Catholics in his communist nation and fighting the growing deforestation of his country are among his top priorities going forward. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Jacob Popcheck.
A prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, O Spirit of God, and make within us your dwelling place and home. May our darkness be dispelled by your light, and our troubles calmed by your peace. May all evils be redeemed by your love, all pain transformed through the suffering of Christ, and all dying glorified by his risen life. Amen.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Some people ask questions like, why aren't my prayers answered, or how can I pray better? It would take books to answer each question fully, but here are a few thoughts on prayer. First, prayer builds on human weakness. God reminds us how much we need him. As a recovering alcoholic once wrote, "Not until I turned my will and life over to God's care did things change for me." Next, prayer promotes self-respect. There is something wrong with your prayer if you concentrate on your faults. Self-confidence comes when you believe that God really does love you for yourself. And finally, prayer is patient with God. You can't plant an acorn one day and expect to sit in the oak tree's shade the next. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You're listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Some days life feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy. Amazing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life.
fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. Raise your thoughts a little higher. Use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like
Toby Mack and Speak Life. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimak. Great to be here with you today on Holy Spirit Radio. Let's take a quick look at the weather for the Delaware Valley. We're currently at the Philadelphia International Airport. It is 73 degrees. Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 93. Tonight, chance of showers, mainly after 4 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, low around 74. Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 88 degrees. At the moment in New Hope, it's 72 degrees. In Horsham, it's 70 degrees. And in Westchester, it is 73 degrees. Okay, let's talk a little bit about total consecration to Jesus through Mary. I haven't spoken about it a lot on this show, but I alluded to it earlier this week when we had Ray Mooney on to talk about the topic. On October the 7th of 2011, I made my total consecration to Jesus through Mary. It's a formal process popularized by St. Louis de Montfort. And I have to tell you, on a personal level, it was completely life-changing. And I am grateful to, first of all, St. Louis de Montfort for popularizing this devotion, and also for Ray Mooney, because we had a meeting. He really turned me on to the devotion. It has changed my life. Essentially, what happened is I gave my life to the Blessed Mother, and I said, Mom, you have permission to make me a saint, to lead me to Jesus. She has done that. I mean, she's still working on the saint part. That's going to take some work. But the deal is, she has brought me closer to Jesus than I ever thought possible. And a fact that you may not know is on my podcast. I do a podcast, The Gary Zimak Show, that you can find out more about by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. But I've done this nightly podcast for several years. And each year on that podcast in the fall, I lead the preparation, the 33-day preparation for total consecration, and over the years, I have probably led 3,000 people through total consecration to Jesus through Mary. I believe in it, and I urge you to really take what my next guest has to say seriously. And I want to tell you publicly for the first time that this year, beginning on September the 4th, I will once again be leading total consecration on my podcast. And we'll talk more about how you get to that, but that's free of charge. You can get it on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and TuneIn Radio. I believe in this devotion. It will change your life. And with that, let me introduce my next guest, Ray Mooney. Ray Mooney is the national coordinator for parish consecration for the myconsecration.org group, headed by Tony Mullen, a local guy, really good guy who loves the Blessed Mother as well. Ray joins us right now to talk about total consecration. Ray, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Oh, boy, I love to listen to your passion. I hope it brings out some in me so I can help you to reach out to your listeners and get them to do something that we both think they really should do that will make major impact on their life.
Yeah, that's the key, Ray, and you are a passionate guy. You're the guy who first turned me on to this. So let's talk about this. We set it up a little bit last time, total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Let's address some of the let's go for the main goal of this, consecrating your life to Jesus through Mary. Why do we need to do this, Ray?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd just like to give a little bit of information so that you'll understand how serious our ministry is about what we're doing. Mm-hmm. 21 years ago, Tony Mullen, who Gary mentioned, who is my boss, and it's a privilege to work for him. Mm. He started this whole idea of reaching out to people to save souls. And in that 21 years that he's been providing this material to people, he is quite sure that 1 million people around the world have made their consecrations directly through the work that he does. Now, don't embed that one, boy. That's pretty serious.
You're right.
Now, I've been working for him for almost 7 years now. Wonderful. Best job, so to speak, I've ever had. And I can tell you for a fact that in the last 18 months, we have shipped 120,000 consecration books throughout the U.S. and Canada. 120,000. So this isn't just a couple of guys trying to do something for Mary. This is a very serious ministry that we're doing, and I want to reach out to people with that thought in mind, that we are here to help save souls through Jesus and Mary.
Ray, and you and I have worked closely together, because when I've done this on my podcast, you've always been there, you've always supported me, and I want to thank you publicly for all that you have done to facilitate this. It's been life-changing, for not just for me, not just for you, but I get emails all the time from people who say, I consecrated my life to Jesus through Mary, and everything changed. Everything changed. I don't know exactly what Mary's doing in my life, but she's doing something.
Something to think about. She made her fiat to the Holy Trinity. She knows what fiats are.
Yep.
So when we do this consecration, we are making our fiat to her. And she will bring us to new opportunities that we never imagined in ways that we can help Jesus through her.
Right. Mm. And I think, Ray, the thing that we have to acknowledge is that by ourselves, even if we have the best of intentions, we're going to fall short. If I'm going to say I'm going to get as close to Jesus Christ as possible, I'm a weak person. I can't do this. I need help. And Mary is the perfect person to turn
to. Absolutely. Absolutely she is.
Right. So now let's talk a little bit about the idea of, the devotion might be scary to somebody. And we addressed that last time. Even St. Pope John Paul II said he originally thought that this devotion might be a little too excessive and it might take him away from Jesus. But look at him. Look at what happened with him. The most Marian Pope that any of us can think of. He eventually realized what this was all about. The 33-day preparation, Ray. What exactly is going on there?
Well, there are two ways that it can be done. One of our books is a traditional Montfort-style book, which is all about Montfort and how and his ideas of bringing you to Jesus through Mary.
Right.
We also have another book, which has only come out in the last 6 or 7 years, by an amazing priest named Father Michael Gately. It's called 33 Days to Morning Glory. And both of them are very valid ways to make your consecration. With 33 Days to Morning Glory, it brings everything into the 21st century.
Right.
Because there are 4 weeks of preparation, and in the first week, it's all about St. Louis de Montfort, and by the way, we hope he will become a doctor of the church. Then, in the second week, it shows you, for the next 3 weeks, actually, it shows you the impact that he had on the lives of St. Maximilian Kolbe, St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, and through St. John Paul the Great. So he brings it into the 21st century. It is alive in the 21st century. And this would be especially true maybe for people who are younger, maybe people that aren't especially well catechized, because when they do the 33 Days to Morning Glory, they will come to understand what this is all about and what their lives should be all about. So either one of these is a valid way to make your consecration. We provide both of the books on our website, and I can provide, if you have trouble with websites and things like that, I can provide the orders for you. And normally these books are $3 a piece plus shipping, but I will tell you right now, if somebody wants to do this, really wants to do it, and they can't afford it, don't worry. Contact me either through my phone number or my email address. I'll make it happen for you.
Wow.
We don't want anyone who seriously wants to do this not to be able to because of the $3 a book.
Wow, that's wonderful. Now, Ray, can you give out your contact information now?
Absolutely. Please go to our website, which is myconsecration.org. myconsecration.org. And at the top of the page, you'll find my name, Ray Mooney, my cell number, 718-309-6126, and most importantly, my email address, because that's really the best way to communicate with me, because I'll place the orders for you, but I can also send you a lot of information via email. I'll direct you to places on our website you can go to get additional information. I do this 6 or 7 days a week, not because Tony says you've got to do that.
Yeah.
No, it's because this is what my Blessed Mother wants me to do, and it's never work. It's fulfilling a commitment that my fiat, what was made to her, that I would do this.
Amen.
And I love to do it.
And you've always said that, Ray. I've known you for a long time. You've worked in sales for many years, and you said, without a doubt, this is the best job you've ever had.
Absolutely. Right. I'm working for my mom.
How do you Oh, man, Ray, you are great. And we have under a minute left. I really want to thank you. And I want to personally say, if you're listening out there and you're on the fence about this, give it a try. This will change your life. It has done so much for me. This is such a fantastic thing. Ray, one last thing. If somebody's nervous about this, and look, I was nervous going into this. What if you think, like, okay, I commit everything. I give my life over to the Blessed Mother. What if it's the wrong thing? Is this written in stone? What happens if I think I made the wrong decision by doing this?
Well, I think that people should go through the 33 days.
Right.
Because many of their questions will be answered in the course of that preparation time.
I agree.
And that's why it's a serious preparation time.
Yep.
And this is a serious thing that you're planning on doing. You're planning on consecrating yourself to Jesus through his mother.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take it lightly.
Right.
And yes, if somebody has those kinds of doubts, Gary, they can email me or call me and we can talk about it.
I agree.
I'm not concerned about dealing with that.
Nope.
It's important.
No,
it's
problem.
Important.
Agreed. And the same goes for me. If you want to talk to me about it, I would love to talk to you. It's the best move you can ever make. Total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Ray Mooney, brother, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure, my privilege.
God bless you, my friend. Hey. All right, that's Ray Mooney. When we come back, it's time for your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Summers & Zims, where safety and comfort are the foundations upon which our grandfathers built the company. We provide 24/7 emergency service in plumbing, furnace, and air conditioning repair, proudly serving Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square, as well as southern and eastern Lancaster County. If you are having an emergency with any of these systems, call Summers & Zims at 610-593-5129 or visit our website at sumzim.com, and we will gladly help you return to full operation.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 16, Jesus asked his apostles, "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of John, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it." It was to Peter, the impetuous, the sinner, to whom the apostles nevertheless deferred, that Jesus gave the keys of the kingdom of heaven. In doing so, he has conferred the authority to loose and to bind that has been shared with Linus, Cletus, Clement, and all his successors, even to our present Pope. Ours is a church of sinners who nevertheless can be raised to great holiness by the merits of Jesus on the cross. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the morning with Gary Simak.
Tell me, Lord, how can it be that you would choose to use someone like me? Chapter in this story, another expression of your glory. gonna sing along from the mountains to the valley.
My Savior and Me by Dana Catherine. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Just wanted to follow up on that discussion I had with Ray Mooney a few minutes ago. Total consecration to Jesus through Mary. I mentioned it has changed my life. I would strongly encourage you to consider it. You can go to the website that Ray mentioned, myconsecration.org, and you'll find out how you can do it. Many parishes are sponsoring the consecration, and that's what Ray gets involved with. He's the parish coordinator, but you can do it on your own. And as a reminder, I am going to be doing it on my podcast, so let's do it together. If you want to do it together with me, that's going to kick off on September the 4th. Now, for more information about my podcast, you can go to my website, followingthetruth.com, or just Google Gary Zimek. That'll take you to my information. I think this is so important. I can't encourage you enough about this. And as Ray said, it's a 33-day process. So you're going to really learn about this consecration, what it is, what it's not, because a lot of times we have false fears about something like this. This is not designed to take you away from Jesus. And St. Louis de Montfort said that. He said, any Marian devotion, any devotion to the Blessed Mother that takes you away from Jesus, it's from the devil. Get rid of it. Mm-hmm. So here we go. A guy who promoted total consecration to Jesus through Mary. His motto, you know what his motto was? A lot of people don't realize this. The motto of St. Louis de Montfort was God alone. That's what it was, God alone. And God alone will suffice in your life. How do you get through God? To God, through Jesus. How do you get closer to Jesus? Through the Blessed Mother. It's mm-hmm. one big chain, and it really, really is mm-hmm. powerful. I just wanted to let you know. If you have any questions, you can email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org, and we can talk about it further. All right, Mr. Parker, it is time
okay,
for the Be
Mr.
Not
Zimek.
Afraid Bible verse. Today's verse, and these all come from my book, Stop mm-hmm. Worrying and Start Living, which, by the way, you know, I just thought of something. Do we have time here?
Yeah, we have time here.
If you're a worrier and you just can't break free from worry, I have got a retreat for you. Coming up on August the 4th through the 6th at the Malvern Retreat House right here in the Philadelphia suburbs, I am going to be leading the Stop Worrying and Start Living Retreat. This is the third year in a row that I've been at Malvern. We've had it sell out crowds each time. Check it out. MalvernRetreat.com.
Beautiful Malvern.
Stop worrying and start living. I'm going to help you. We'll do it together. And you can find out more information at MalvernRetreat.com. Anyway, this verse comes from my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. Acts 27:24. The words of the angel of the Lord to St. Paul. Do not be afraid, Paul. Do not be afraid, Paul. Now, Mr. Parker, when you hear that, the angel telling St. Paul, do not be afraid, mm-hmm. Paul. Mm-hmm. What does that imply?
I think it implies that Paul had some fear or trepidation so, about things. You know.
So you mean a saint,
mm-hmm.
a great saint, the apostle to the Gentiles, somebody that has been given this great work by the Lord, you mean he could have fear?
Oh, I think so. Absolutely.
Wow. You know, and
he was human.
That's exactly the point. And we need to remember there is a huge difference between fear and worry. Fear is just an emotion. And I want you to remember this, the words of St. Francis de Sales. St. Francis de Sales said this, we must not fear fear. It's okay to be afraid. It gets back to what Dave and I were talking about at the start of the show. Sometimes you're going to be afraid. Sometimes you're not going to feel like praying. Sometimes you're just going to feel down in the dumps. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dave and I were talking on the break, and mm-hmm. he made a very good point. Prayer and talking to the Lord and putting your faith in Him, it's an act of the will.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always have to feel it.
Exactly,
right, Dave?
Exactly. And we don't, again, we reiterate, we often don't have that feeling. We, you know, we can't always be up and bubbly and, yeah, and things going our way. That's good. I mean, a euphoria, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, and when we're in that desert, our own desert, and we're nugging through things, our problems, yes. Say, we have to come down to the will.
Yep.
I trust in you. Jesus, yep. I trust in you.
You can say those words even if you don't feel them. And that's a real act of love and mm-hmm. an act of faith in the Lord, saying, hey, Lord, I don't feel anything, but you know what? I love you anyway. I'm going to talk to you in prayer.
I know you're there.
I know you're there, right? Mm-hmm. I might not feel you, but again, He allows us to go through these mm-hmm. valleys sometimes mm-hmm. because if the only time we prayed was when it felt good, right? If every time mm-hmm. we prayed, it felt good, we would be looking at the Lord almost as a vending machine.
Exactly.
All right,
yeah.
I need a candy bar to make me feel good. Okay, Lord, I'll put some money in.
I need the sugar. I need the God fix. You know,
but yeah.
But it's like we're in the crucible of life, and those trials are His fire. You know, getting rid, burning off the dross, and you know, and the sin, and purifying us. So we can get closer to Him.
And that's what happens. That's what happens. So our advice to you today is keep on keeping on, even if you don't feel like
mm-hmm.
it.
Amen.
Talk to the Lord. Tell Him you don't feel like it. It's okay. He wants that relationship with you. Well, we're just about ready to go off the air now. I want to thank you again for listening to the program. Thank you for making us a part of your morning. You are a great blessing to us. You really are. And please help us spread the word about Spirit in the Morning. Mm-hmm. Let's close in prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus, we ask you to use us today, to use us to draw other people closer to you. Lord, we know that it's a dark world out there, but we want to make a difference. We want to make a difference and show your love to those around us. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit, to let your Holy Spirit come alive in us today so that we can do this. And we ask this through the intercession of your Blessed Mother Mary. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Dave, another week is in the books.
Yes, and Gary, I mean, let us not forget. Everyone, be safe out there on the 4th of July.
Good
Happy
point.
4th of July. And enjoy your families and your friends, and be safe driving wherever you go, or staying home. You know, we love you. God bless you.
That's okay? right. And we will be here on Monday. We'll have Mark Poletino, the president of the Malvern Retreat House, joining us. So we hope you have a wonderful weekend. We will catch you on Monday. God bless you.